business is testimony on Executive Order 62. Gordon, would you give us?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Gordon Brunson. I'm the Deputy State Fire Marshal here representing the Department of Public Safety. In December 1984, the report to the governor and the legislature by the Haskell and Fire Prevention Control recommended the transfer of the fire service training program from the Department of Education to the Department of Public Safety as one of the more cost-effective means of improving services to the fire service, to the local fire service. Physically, the transfer was made in September of 1985, and it has proven so far to consolidate our two major state agencies that are fire-related. It should result in more effective training and the elimination of duplication of training efforts in the fire service. It is supported by the Alaska Fire Chiefs Association and the Alaska State Firefighters Association, as well as the Department of Public Safety. As it is an executive order, I believe that the legislature has until March 13th to disapprove the order by special consent resolution.
How do we get one of those drafted?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Thank you. I just want to comment that I support this wholeheartedly. And as the committee's member on the Education Subcommittee, I can tell you that we looked at this in great detail last year and even supported it on the committee level prior to the governor getting this in this year.
So which committee?
The Education Subcommittee.
The Education Subcommittee.
Has the Department of Education had it?
No, the Department of Education is not happy with it. Be that as it may, we feel that it makes sense. And I'll just mention that to the committee.
Is there further discussion? That's from the Board of Education. I ask that the staff give everybody a copy of the Board of Education's action supporting this. I see that for the record we have Representative Hanley, and we just had a very brief overview of Executive Order 62. And I know Representative Hanley had some interest in this particular item, and giving you a brief chance to catch your breath. I was wondering if possibly you would have some questions. Yes, Representative Coconut.
While Representative Hanley's catching your breath, I noticed that it has a zero fiscal note. Do you have any anticipation of perhaps savings that might come from this? What sort of savings of staff or time or funds might this entail?
We have saved some funds by virtue of utilizing the one-foot type of position. We have a half-time, four-hour-a-day work-time of position serving before this year. Fire training also has individual managers who has provided most of the therapists built there by contractual employee with the city of Anthony. One of the unfortunate things in the transfer was that much of the funds that was used in the fire service training program were not specifically identified in their current and prior year budgets. Rather, they were included in the adult and vocational education office budget as just general funds. And when the physical transfer took place in September, they came over really step changed. And as a result, I believe that the operating budget for 2027 took $124,000 increment to bring it back up to the funding that they had during the fire service training program they had for their grants and itinerant instructor travel and so forth of FY84 left.
I just had a question. It would seem that technically, since this executive order goes into effect unless both bodies take a negative action, that a motion passed would be inappropriate, that probably the motion should be to approve.
The motion would be to approve, and to report accordingly to the Speaker of the House.
That's the motion I just made.
For discussion only, that motion is before us. Representative Hanley, did you have some questions?
The responsibilities are the fire service training program, this is available to whom?
Mr. Chairman, it's available to all local fire services. They're registered with the state government as funding partners.
So volunteer as well as organized fire departments throughout the state would have access to this training?
Where does the training occur?
The training is conducted in regional locations. There are five regional fire training centers that were built with capital money. I believe there was five, I'm not sure whether it was $5 or $7 million back in about 1977 or 1978. In fact, Governor Hammond at the time line item vetoed those funds and then took himself to court and found that he couldn't do that. So they went ahead and built the training centers in Juneau, Anchorage, Bethel, Kotzebue, and Fairbanks. The larger courses, the courses in which are intended to be more like a college-level course, such as management for officers and so forth, are generally conducted at those training centers. The other method of delivery of training is through a program known as the Itinerant Instructor Program. And they will contract with usually a local firefighter with expertise in some areas, such as ventilation practices or hose and ladder and so forth, and send them to a community who will go with wherever the request comes from. Unfortunately, it hasn't been through the same thing. You may remember the AccuCheck situation here several years ago. The power plant burned down and there was a new 75-pound fire truck sitting 50 feet away. They didn't know how to use it. So, those types of things are being done.
I'm sorry. Did that? Okay. I'd like the record to reflect the presence of Representative Pettijohn. Also, just thank you for the information of the committee. The procedure we're dealing with here is a procedure we haven't dealt with before on this committee. Let me read you what. If you look here at the at the executive order itself, it references Article 3, Section 23 of the Alaska Constitution, and AS 2408210. And I know the members who aren't, this isn't their first term, are familiar with this, but for the rest of us, I've looked this up. Let me read it to you. Article 3, Section 23, Reorganization. The governor may make changes in the organization of the executive branch or in the assignment of functions among its units, which he considers necessary for efficient administration. Where these changes require the force of law, they shall be set forth in executive orders. The legislature shall have 60 days of a regular session, or a full session if of shorter duration, to disapprove these executive orders, unless disapproved by resolution concurred in by a majority of the members in joint session. These orders become effective at a date thereafter to be designated by the governor. And the statute reads, an executive order proposing a change in the executive branch and requiring the force of law under Article 3, Section 23 of the Alaska Constitution shall be submitted to the presiding officer of each house on the day the house organizes. The legislature has 60 days of a regular session or a full session is if of shorter duration to disapprove the order. Unless disapproved by a special concurrent resolution introduced in either house, concurred in by a majority of the members in joint session, the order becomes effective at a date thereafter to be designated by the governor. An order submitted to but not disapproved by the legislature shall be published in the bound session laws and any codification of state law. And that's what we're operating under here. So it would require a special concurrent resolution to disapprove this. And the motion on the before us by Representative Taylor is to sign a report approving the executive order, and this report would then be submitted read across at the next legislative day, presumably.
Question.
Well, wait a second. Are there any further questions of this witness by anybody on the committee? Fine. The question having been called, is there any objection to approving the executive order to the motion? Hearing none, it is unanimously accepted. The next order of business we have is House Bill 4. 73 by Representative Taylor by request. Representative?
Thank you. I think the act speaks for itself. Anybody have any questions?
The rest ips a look.
I vote to move it out with individual recommendations.
Wait a second. I would like, at least on the record, a statement of what this thing does.
Well?
What this does is it keeps drunken kids off the street.
And in their own home.
And in their own home. If some parent's going to... basically, the problem was brought to my attention by the Ketchikan Police Department, who were apprehending young people drunk on the streets, taking them into custody, calling their parents, and having the parents come to the police station and say, "Oh, I let the kid have something to drink at home." Well, the police know the kid didn't get that drunk at home. But basically what they're saying is if the kid's going to be out on the street and they're going to try and use that as an excuse, then they're going to nail both sides. And that's the way we came up with the draft.
Good bill.
If I may make a suggestion.
Oh, certainly.
Yes. There is a bill that is coming across that is going to community and regional affairs and then to judiciary. It's Senate Bill 69. Mm-hmm. And this bill would fit probably within the title of that, and it's already passed the Senate. And okay. You know, even if we pass this thing out, it goes to judiciary, and I would suggest you may desire to have those heard at the same time.
Yeah, it's Senate Bill 69, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll see to it. That is done.
Well done, ma'am.
Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just questioning by a parent to their child. All of the theirs where we replaced his, I'm just grammatically correct?
Yeah.
It seems to me it was better the other way.
I kind of like it better the other way, too, but that's the way the draftsman wanted it.
It seems like it's incorrect.
There is grammatically incorrect. It should be by the parents.
It should be parents there.
By the parents, apostrophe S child.
Well, I don't think so. I read
a parent there. A parent.
There is plural.
And parent is singular.
Right. Yes.
Please keep, Mr. Chairman.
I think that grammatically
that's correct.
Do you? Is that an amendment?
I have no objection.
Plural.
It's plural.
Add an S, parents.
I would add, yeah.
It should be by a parent to the parents, apostrophe S, child.
I would guess his or her, if you're going to be non-sexist, as it is down below.
Wow.
Parent to his or her child, or his child, or...
Let's vote on this. We're sexist, right?
How about if we ask staff to check with legal counsel according to the drafting manual? And what we will do is get, if appropriate, get a committee substitute by the floor session tomorrow, and I'll walk it around to everybody so that everybody sees it.
I'm just questioning, you know, the plurals and the singulars in there.
Can you do that by floor tomorrow?
You want to sign it now?
Yeah, we'll sign it out. Sign it out now, subject
sure.
to that.
Sure.
Representative Thompson?
It should be noted that these bills are drafted by lawyers, not English teachers.
That's true.
That's
so
true.
Noted.
And just as school teachers don't know, you know, doctors in education use incorrect English constantly, that perhaps lawyers are guilty of the same thing, correct?
Recognize Representative Pettijohn's motion.
Oh, yes.
I
well,
noticed
just
that all the time.
We were still talking here. Is there any... we have Representative Pettijohn's motion to move the bill out with individual recommendations. Is there objection? Then that'll be the order. Is there any further business today?
I'd like to invite you all to join the Ketchikan legislative delegation at their cocktail party at the Treadwell Room in...
At the where?
Treadwell, I think it's one.
Gastineau?
Gastineau, I'm going to read it.
It's up on the top?
I can't tell.
No, Treadwell.
Can you read
that?
Well,
okay. Main floor. We don't want anybody to take it all there if they don't have to.
Okay. I can do there and catch a can.
Right. Well, we don't have a lot of them in Ketchikan.
I know.
I think we only got two in town.
But we've got what? The realtor?